As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Thank you. Fantastic.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of the Monday Nightcap, and thank you for sticking around on the airwaves until 11 o'clock here in Thunder Bay. I know it's late, but I got a great slate of tunes for you all to jam out to over the next hour if you want to keep tuning in. That last one there, Talking Heads with Born Under Punches from their fourth studio album, Remain in Light. Gotta say, that's my favorite Talking Heads album, probably one of their most experimental. Produced by Brian Eno, who also produced the first three Talking Heads albums. And yeah, it's an interesting album. They actually expanded the lineup of the band considerably at that point and added a few extra percussionists, as well as avant-garde guitarist Adrian Belew. Hope I pronounced his name right. My dad actually got to see that lineup of the Talking Heads perform for the first time at the Heatwave Festival in Bowmanville, Ontario. And of note, other bands that performed there, Elvis Costello, B-52s, and The Kings, and The Pretenders. Great lineup, and you could see that lineup for only $20. Can you imagine? I mean, $20 is probably worth about $100 today, but I digress. Would have been a really fun time. A lot of legendary bands played that show. It's just me tonight. My colleague Brett is going to be back next week, but he's been busy with schoolwork and exams over the past couple weeks here. So got to hold down the fort until then, and I hope you enjoy my song selections. Next up, we got a couple mellow ones. I was actually going back and listening to some of my favorite albums of 2019, and re-listened to the most recent album by Alex G, House of Sugar. Really enjoy that album. I mean, I honestly enjoy the first four tracks probably more than anything else on the album. So I'm going to play one of those first four tracks for you, Southern Sky, here on CILU 102.7.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. You're tuned into the Monday Nightcap here on CILU 102.7. That last one there, Whistle in the Wind by Twin Peaks off of their latest, which is called Side A. And they were actually in the midst of recording a new album, but they realized that their recording plans were going to be waylaid by the pandemic, so they just focused on kind of finishing up the four songs that meant the most to them at the time. They enlisted the help of some local Chicago musicians to also help them with that record, or should I say EP. And with backing the vocals on that track, it's the band La 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 La, which, yeah, it's a cool track. It's a haunting track. You can definitely tell the vocals are a little bit topical, kind of dealing with the government check getting lost in the mail and the empty streets of Chicago during this COVID-19 pandemic. I hope that all you listeners are doing well, staying sane and staying safe. Both are equally important, I think. As to say, they're both very important. And back to that Twin Peaks song there. Can you believe that that band has four lead vocalists? They originally started with their first album. Katie and Lake James sang all but two of the songs on their first album, but eventually the other band members started finding their voices, and then 2016 they enlisted their longtime friend Colin Croom to join them on guitar and as a fourth lead vocalist. So really interesting. On that EP, all four lead vocalists get a chance to sing. That one was sang by their bass player Jack Dolan, and dang, I really want to learn how to play bass and sing at the same time. I can play guitar and sing at the same time, but playing a rhythm instrument and singing at the same time requires a level of concentration that I just haven't achieved yet. Yeah, really interesting. Twin Peaks, probably my favorite current rock band out there. Got to thank my sister for introducing me to them. I was unaware that they existed until I went over to my sister's place in Kitchener a few years ago, and She got me into them, so thank you, Laura, if you're listening to this show. We're going to get into some, we're going to get into another, I can't call it a new track, but something from 2020. Out of Vancouver, we got a band called What, titled WUT. We're going to play their song Out of Touch here on CILU 102.7.
Feeling guilty. CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Monday Nightcap. Before the break there, you heard Mythological Beauty by Big Thief and Out of Touch by What from Vancouver. And going back to that Big Thief here, Adrian Lenker, could you name a more prolific songwriter in indie rock right now? I don't know. I'm struggling to think of that. She just released two albums in the month of October, one called Songs and one called Instrumentals. And I've really been wanting to listen to those albums, but unfortunately, I'm almost out of data here on my phone plan, and I have to wait to listen to those albums until I got home because I foolishly wasted most of my data listening to Lil Wayne the other day, waiting to get home to my apartment so I can binge out on all that new music that I've been missing out on, and cranking my speakers and hoping the neighbors don't really care that much. I'll be respectful. I'll keep it down in the night hours. We got some good nighttime music coming up for you in the second half of the show here, starting with an artist from North Carolina, I believe. Chaz Bundick, also known as Toro A Moi, started out with in the burgeoning chillwave scene in the early 2010s, but as chillwave kind of died out, he kind of formed his own niche as a little bit more of a soulful singer-songwriter, even released a rock album back in 2015. We're going to take a song from his 2013 album called Anything in Return, and yeah, fun song, but you'll have to listen to it instead of listen to me talk about it to fully appreciate it. So here it is on CILU 102.7.
What happened to us?
Hey everyone, welcome back to CILU 102.7 here on the Monday Nightcap. And that last one, band called Heat from Montreal. And that song there was called Lush. I actually first heard it on another show on the station called Rockstar Girls Rockin' Hours of Rock and Roll. And that's probably my, I don't want to pick favorites because I love all the other DJs here at CILU, but it's definitely one of my favorite shows that I listen to on a semi-regular basis whenever I can. It's on from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday nights, and I do believe they also have, they rebroadcast it sometime during the week now, but I usually listen on Saturdays. generally a little bit more heavier music than what you'll find on the nightcap, but I really enjoy it, and I enjoy it so much that I regularly steal songs that I've discovered on their show and played on this show. So yeah, lots of respect for that show. Coming up, we're going to play a couple longer, jammier tunes for you, a little bit more on the shoegaze side. We're going to start with Blonde Tongues, who are a band from Western Australia, and then we are going to play a song by some shoegaze legends from Britain. In fact, you could say they were even maybe the originators of the genre. Wonder who that'll be. Stick around on the Monday Nightcap here to find out. But first, it's Hey Good Lookin' by the Blonde Tongues on CILU 102.7.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Nightcap and that last one, Shoegaze Legends, and I amend my prior statement, they're actually from Ireland, and I think Kevin Shields would kill me if you heard this radio show and heard me call them British. So Kevin Shields, I apologize. When I first heard the name My Bloody Valentine as a freshman in high school, I just assumed that it was another emo band, but my cousin schooled me on that one. They're actually one of the most influential bands maybe ever, and also one of the loudest. Back in the late 80s and early 90s, their concerts were known for peaking at well over 120 decibels, and while the band shows a little bit more restraint now, still, I would recommend bringing earplugs to that concert. The band has a really interesting story. Their first album was Isn't Anything, and that came out in 1988, and they followed that up with Loveless, which was the album that I just played a song from right now. And then they kind of spent the next 5 or 6 years playing around with different sounds and trying to record a follow-up, and eventually the other band members got annoyed at Kevin Shields' perfectionism, left the band, and the band went inactive all the way out to 2008, where they got back together for some live shows. And in 2013, they finally released their follow-up album to Loveless, so big 22-year gap between albums. Some Guns N' Roses fans think that it was a long wait for Chinese Democracy, but they didn't have to wait nearly as long as My Bloody Valentine fans for the follow-up there. Great band. I'm rambling on a little bit. I got to stop rambling so I can give you enough time to listen to the full 8 minutes of this next song here. We're going to kick it out with some Destroyer from their fantastic album This Night, and very fitting because I'm happy that you all came to listen to my musical selections on This Night. And before I bring you away to the lovely and beautiful voice of Dan Bayar, I just want to say congrats on making it through that first day of the week. I know it can be hard, and for people like me, music can be escape from the terrible things that often go on in this world, as well as a global pandemic that I'm sure you've all heard about. So, glad to, if music is your escape and you've happened to be listening to this radio show for the past hour, or even for the last 15 minutes, I'm glad I could be a part of it. Thank you, stay sane, stay safe, and enjoy this last tune on the Monday Night Cap on CILU 102.7.
You've got to learn to love well. It's gonna be alright.